Let's just spend a couple minutes with Martin Rees. He is a five-time Guinness World Record-breaking magician from the UK and the highest-rated magician globally on Airbnb experiences. In fact, he has the most magic performed in a wind tunnel. Welcome to the studio. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Most magic performed on a skydive?
Indeed.
What, do you jump out of an airplane as you're falling to earth? You're doing card tricks?
Yeah, I did.
The cards would fly away.
Yeah, no, believe it or not, I did actually do card tricks on the skydive. I did 11 magic tricks in total on the skydive.
Most magic performed blindfolded in a minute. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yes, indeed.
On Great Britain's Got Talent? Yeah,
indeed, on Britain's Got Talent for my judges' audition.
Most playing cards identified in 1 minute? What does that mean?
So basically, on the day, I did this on a kids' TV show in England, and I had to get 18 children to pick a card. I had 10 seconds to go through the rest of the cards and 1 minute to reveal what each child had in their hand.
So even if you did a thing where you noticed something, now you've got to remember and notice.
Yeah, that one was a very... I know that was on live TV as well, so there was a lot of pressure on that one to get it right in the moment. And I did very nearly mess it up, so I'm glad that, thankfully it all came through.
Most magic performed underwater?
Yes, so that was my most recent record. I did that at Pinewood Film Studios during our second lockdown in England in 2020.
I think I saw you on Jimmy Fallon, right?
Yes, yeah, it was featured on the Jimmy Fallon Show, which was just absolutely mental.
We don't say absolutely mental.
Sorry.
Here in America. We don't say that.
Sorry, this is my first time in America, and I'm still getting used to, obviously, the differences.
So what's next? Most magic performed while on fire? I mean, what's the next stunt for you, sir?
I do have one I'm working on at the minute. To put it this way, it's going to be out of this world, but, unfortunately, I can't say
out
much about
world.
It.
Out of this world? Are you going to go up into space?
I wish that would be nice.
Okay, so you were at the King County Cougars baseball game the other night. You performed magic where they normally get about 2,000. They got 6,000. You sold the place out. I guess people see it on the big screen there.
Indeed.
And it was a fundraiser as well. You're going to come back, in fact, in October and participate in the world's largest dog wedding. Is that right?
That is exactly right, John. So Robust Operations are doing the largest dog wedding ceremony, which is the most dogs getting married at the same time. It's all done to raise money for canines for warriors who provide service animals to PTSD veterans or veterans.
What a great cause. What a great idea. But what does that got to do with magic, though? I guess you'll help get a crowd anyway.
Yeah, huh? Sure. So I first met Greg and Leslie, who run Robust Promotions, at the start of the pandemic. And just over the course of it, we've become good friends. When I did the water record, that inspired Leslie to try and break the dog record. And they asked me.
Oh, yeah. So this is another record you guys
have
to break.
Yeah. So I've been essentially consulting for them, helping them with the process.
Most magic tricks performed by dogs. How about that?
Yeah.
You did a magic trick. So listen to this. We're not going to do it here because magic doesn't work that well on the radio, although I understand you're going to do something for us. But
indeed.
Our Lauren Lapka and you had a short video that's being posted right now at WGNradio.com, right, Mike? And you did something with a can of our beer and it's on video, and Lauren is standing right next to you, and she's positively flabbergasted at how you were able to open a can, then seal the can, empty the can, then somehow the beer comes back in the can. Watch the video and see if you can figure out how he's doing it, because I couldn't, and it must be evident. It's right there. It's really a good trick.
It is one of my favorites to do, actually.
And did you author that trick, or is that something the guys in the trade know how to do?
Yeah, certainly the guys in the trade will know how to do it. I didn't author it myself, but it's certainly one of my absolute favorites to perform.
It's pretty mind-bending.
It does look like real magic.
You also stole her watch.
Yeah. This watch still was always a bit of a risky one to do, because there's a chance that it won't come off or I won't be able to get it. But thankfully, yesterday the risk paid off.
So I'm sorry if I ruined part of the video, but I mean, I'll just tell you right now. So there's Lauren, and she's got her iWatch on, and it's pretty tight on her wrist. So you must be eyeballing her, thinking, all right, can I get that thing off? with one hand without her noticing it. While you're taking it right off her hand, she doesn't know.
No, she does. And do you know what? What made it even more challenging was literally just before we started filming, she actually tightened her watch strap. So I was like, no, don't do that. But thankfully, it still came off.
So. Okay, so WGNradio.com, right, guys? You'll be able to see the video. Mm. And if we need to further direct you on our website, I'll tell you how to do that after the news here at 10:30. Mm. I got just another minute or so left. Are you going to do something for us in
definitely.
The studio?
Okay, so
Martin Rees is here, 5-time Guinness World Record-breaking magician. He'll be back in town in October raising money for service animals for veterans who are suffering from PTSD. More about that in October. So what have you got?
Indeed, right. So deck of cards. I've taken one card out and turned it upside down, John. And I'm committed on this card now. I'm going to put that there in your view at all times. I'm going to get the listeners involved with this as well, because I'd like each and every one of you right now who's listening to think of the first playing card that drops in your mind. Don't jump around different cards. Go with the first card you get in your mind. Now, we're going to test a little social experiment right now, because right now, if you are thinking of either the Ace of Spades or Queen of Hearts, I want you to either tweet or message the station right now and tell us if you're thinking of those cards. Because
text to John Williams at WGN. Text to 312-981-7200. Ace of Spades, Queen of Hearts.
Ace of Spades or Queen of Hearts, if either of those are your cards. Because these two cards are the most commonly chosen cards that most people think of when they first think of a playing card. So, John, were you thinking of either the Ace of Spades or Queen of Hearts yourself?
I was not.
Good. Okay, so John, I'm going to keep the cards in view at all times. Okay.
Yeah, there they are.
Before you tell us your card, do you want to change your mind or do you want to stick with this card?
I'll stay with what I've got.
You're going to stick with the card. Tell everyone right now what card you are thinking
of. Say it on the radio.
Yep.
Seven of Clubs.
The Seven of Clubs. Now you've told us the card.
As in 720 WGN.
Okay. Like a little plug there. Perfect. Okay. One last time before I open the box. Do you want to change your mind or stick with the Seven of Clubs?
What do you think?
I was thinking Eight of Clubs.
We're going to go with the... This is going to screw him. Eight of Clubs. We're going
to. So I'm not going to lie, John. Not many people tend to change their mind at this point. So indeed, it is going to be interesting.
But boy,
it's fine. It's fine because, look, no shuffling whatsoever. I'm going to take the cards out of the box. If I go through the cards, look, all the cards are all face up in the deck.
He's just now.
You can confirm all the cards are all face up, John.
Three of diamonds, a three of spades, a king, a jack.
Firstly, it was the Eight of Clubs, wasn't it, that you named? So all the cards are all face up. But there is in here one card that is upside down. If you have a look at that card for me, John. It is. The Eight of Clubs.
Oh,
so thank you for not sticking with the Seven of Clubs, because that would have been a rubbish thing for the radio.
What'd you do?
Thank you for changing it, because that would have been an interesting one there. So.
You're good at this, man. How much practice does that take? How many hours do you have to dedicate to one trick?
I think it depends on the routine, because there's a lot of psychology that goes into magic as opposed to just sleight of hand. So anyone can learn how to do a trick, but taking that trick and turning it into a piece of magic is the thing that tends to take the longest.
Is the entertainment quotient of.
Yeah, exactly. The entertainment and just in finding ways of taking it and making it as engaging and
How do you like America?
Well, I tell you
what. Like Chicago.
I tell you what, firstly, this is my first ever time in America, and also Tuesday was my first ever baseball game, and I'm not going to lie, it's been the most insane and incredible experience. Everyone's just been so lovely and welcoming. Your country is just beautiful, and to be here, it's still quite a surreal experience, and especially with everything that's been going on this week with, you know, performing to, you know, 6,500 in the stadium, obviously coming here as well and meeting yourselves, and obviously doing the filming yesterday and then coming back today.
Video of the beer trick that he did with our Lauren Lapka, you will watch it a lot of times.
It will blow your mind.
Thanks for coming into our studio. We'll see you again in the fall.
Yeah, thank you. And if anyone wants to know more information about the dog record, because we need as many dogs as we can get signed up for the record attempt, so you can find out more at largestdogwedding.com.
largestdogwedding.com, and Martin Rees will be back for that again at the Kane County Cougars
Indeed.
In the fall.
Indeed.
So get your pets ready. I guess your pets need to get engaged then. You have to find another dog to marry.
Find your doggy love match, indeed.
All right. Nice to meet you, Martin.
Thank you so much, John, for having me.